This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As China strong-arms the WHO in its investigation to the origins of the coronavirus, World Health Organization advisor Jamie Metzl is reporting that while it is possible that the coronavirus outbreak started in the wild then jumped to humans, there is no evidence to prove this so far. New York police arrest the suspect in a brutal beating of a 65-year-old Asian woman. 38-year-old Brandon Elliott has many charges, including assault as a hate crime. The Biden administration on Tuesday announced a set of measures responding to rising anti-Asian violence, including deploying $49.5 million from COVID-19 relief funds for U.S. community programs that help victims. The NBA's Utah Jazz charter plane was forced to make an emergency landing Tuesday after striking a flock of birds shortly after takeoff that resulted in an engine issue. The pilot declared an emergency and returned to Salt Lake International Airport. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Let's get a U.S.-Mexico border update. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The former head of Immigration and Customs Enforcement is urging the Biden administration to restart the Remain in Mexico protocol. Without it, Tom Homan says the surge in illegal immigration will keep coming.
No one celebrated more this presidency than the criminal cartels in Mexico. They're back in business. They're facilitating crime on the border because cartels are making millions of dollars a day.
Homan speaking in Texas on Fox News after visiting a migrant processing center with members of Congress.
President Biden is expected to allow a proclamation that had blocked many temporary foreign workers from coming to the United States to expire on Wednesday. That's according to three people familiar with the matter. Trump first issued the directive on temporary foreign workers in June of 2020 and renewed it through March 31st before leaving office, saying it was necessary to protect American workers amid high unemployment during the coronavirus outbreak. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As the national debt is over 200% greater than the gross domestic product, or GDP, the Biden administration wants to put more debt on the backs of our children, grandchildren, and perhaps great-grandchildren. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
President Biden is set to unveil his infrastructure spending proposals at a speech in Pittsburgh, but the two-part legislative package involves more than just infrastructure. The plan includes further stimulus payments as well as increased funding for health care and education. Biden's plan would raise taxes on corporations, capital gains, and individuals earning more than $1 million annually. As far as Biden working with Republicans on this proposal, Republican Senator from North Dakota John Thune says,
there's bipartisan support for infrastructure. There always has been. It's historically that way. But this is an administration that at least right now seems set on doing it one way, their way, or the highway.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, Biden set to deliver that major policy speech on Wednesday.
On January 8, 1835, President Andrew Jackson paid off the entire national debt, the only time in U.S. history that's been accomplished. This week, TV celebrity and former NFL defensive end Michael Strahan underwent a procedure to close the iconic gap between his two front teeth.
Friends, if you don't do it, without my business partner, be like, don't do it. I got to do what I want to do for myself now, you know.
Dr. Lee Goss at Smile Design in Manhattan, New York, performed the procedure. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. You know, all the things that matter most, right? Thank you for joining in and being part of the solution instead of adding to the problem here, ladies and gentlemen. This is a government up for by we the people, and we need to understand really quick what we the people looks like, because them, the other people, what they're doing is, they're running full-blown right into a cement wall of socialism and Marxism, no doubt. I mean, take a look at $1.9 trillion stimulus alleged, $3 trillion infrastructure that the current regime is looking at. You can look forward to massive tax increases. You know, nothing's free. I mean, here they give us our own money, and then I guess that opens up the door and the possibilities for massive tax increases. You know, that's in our future. And the question is, will the American dollar be worthless by 2022? Some are thinking that might be the case. Chief editor of the Morgan Report and co-author of Second Chance, How to Make and Keep Big Money from the Coming Gold and Silver Shockwave, is with us. And we're talking David Morgan. David, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, Bill, thanks for having me.
We got trouble here in River City here, huh? You can't give all this money away and think that we're going to keep standing. I mean, $30 trillion we're looking at right square between the eyes, and who would have thought we'd be here at this point?
Well, actually, I thought, not politically, but as far as economically, I thought we'd be here actually earlier than we are, because monetary history is very clear. All fiat fails. Every time we've gone on an unsound, unbacked monetary system, it's got a 100% failure rate. So that's part of it. The other part of it is that you can't print your way wealthy. If you could, Zimbabwe would be the richest place on earth, and it's not. Venezuela wouldn't have any problems whatsoever. They just print their way out of it. It doesn't work. That's the course we're on. That's the course we've been on. But luckily for the United States, we've had the luxury of being reserve currency in the world. The problem on the flip side of the coin is, since it is a worldwide renowned currency, if, when it fails, it's not taking down the U.S. It's taking down everything.
Exactly. Well, and you got to know that the Chinese are licking their chops over this, aren't they?
Yes, that's my political belief. I was a little remiss in predicting when. It's very difficult to say when. I thought it'd be earlier, as I mentioned a moment ago, but I hadn't factored in how a Ponzi scheme works, which means that we needed to expand the debt. And we had moved into China at that time. I'm talking the early 2000s. And at that time, the Western bankers basically went over and said, hey, you get to play our game. Here we go. And they had their revolution. And that was able to put 1.4 billion people into the game again.
Wow. Yeah, this is amazing. I mean, you know, nothing happens without consequence. And so often when the government is involved, we always hear unintended consequences, right? But shouldn't they have known better?
Well, the government, yes. As far as the bankers, I would say no, in my view, because they know how this ends. and they actually are prepared for it. They actually don't care about the principle. They care about the interest. In other words, there's a movie called The International that clearly states, and it's very accurate, that when you own the debt, you basically own the people. Well, basically, these international elite bankers own countries. They own senators. They own congressmen. They own the political class. Mm-hmm. They basically own everything, unfortunately, because most people can be bought.
Right, right. So when you own the debt, you own the people. And this has been a constant refrain and warning with as much as, you know, our debt that China has bought, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, the idea that if you have enough of it, you could control that market. And China is basically in that position. It could be argued otherwise. But now when you own most of the aces in the deck on a card hand, might not be a great analogy, you control the game, at least during that session. And that's basically where China's at.
They well, look what's happened. Yeah, look what's happened, though. Our sports, you know, basketball, baseball, you know, NFL, all kowtowing, you know, to communist propaganda. If not, there's a price to be paid here. I mean, when you have somebody who is a multi-gazillionaire like LeBron James demonstrating that even if you have all that money, it doesn't matter when you owe your soul to the Chinese company store.
Now, well said, no argument, Bill. I mean, it's obvious that the CCP, the political elite of the Chinese corporation, is controlling almost everything. And then, of course, depending on your take on the current administration, it seems some are more in bed with them than others. Mm-hmm. But there's no doubt that China is calling the shots at this point geopolitically.
Well, I think all you have to do, David, I'm not sure it takes a really heavy-duty focused analyst, is if you look at the fruit of the choices and what we're seeing here, it doesn't look good, you know, for America. I mean, all this increase in debt, I mean, $1.9 trillion stimulus, all in the name of COVID, that only about 10% goes to COVID. The rest of it goes to heal these democratic states that have been mishandling, you know, their fiduciary responsibilities and paying off, you know, political debts. And then, you know, they kind of, you know, throw out a little bit of crumbs. They throw a little bit of cake to the minions and say, okay, we'll give you $1,400. And, but no, we got to take care of the bureaucrats too, because we've got, you know, we were limited. You couldn't get a $1,400 stimulus check if you made over $80,000. But if you work for the government making six figures, you get 15 days of $1,400 of credit, you know, to be home with your kids.
Yes, well, it's like Animal Farm. All animals are created equal, except some are more equal than others. I mean, this is playing out almost exactly how the visionaries have predicted, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. I've been in this, let's say, as an advocate for sound money, and, you know, my mission statement is to teach and empower people to understand the benefits of an honest monetary system. And I've been on that for a long time, and yet very few people understood it at the time, meaning 40 years ago. Today, many people are waking up, thanks to people like Bill Martinez that have told us what's really going on in simple English.
David, how do we rectify this? I mean, we're so far down the road. I mean, here you are, you say, you know, we're four decades down the road plus, and you saw this coming. And, you know, our government, by its, you know, by its design, really demands an activated citizenry. And right now, the citizens have been dumbed down, they've been slowed down, they've been deactivated, and you've got people that are running away with our government, our money, and our futures. So how do we take this back?
Well, first is a clear understanding of the problem, which I think a lot of people now have. Mm-hmm. And secondly is to vote with the almighty worldwide religion, which is the U.S. dollar.
Right.
So if you can vote with your dollar in the actual things that are the most needed by our society at large, but it needs an educated population, and it shows like yours that educate people. So I would say, one, get off the Federal Reserve currency in a small degree, like maybe 10% of your savings. Move into silver or gold or both, and vote what kind of money you want. vote for the kind of food you want to eat. Now, I realize a lot of people are stressed on what their income is or has been cut off. They've lost their businesses. Look, I'm very cognizant of that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying this applies to everybody. I'm talking to those few that do have some savings left and are willing to vote with the most important part, and that's the economy. This is what these bankers are all about, control. And
exactly.
Let's take control. We've got some power. Let's use it.
Well, let's talk more about it on the other side of the break. David Morgan is with us, the chief editor of the Morgan Report. Stay with us. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount $500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, you think about it, this is what's been going on in our country right now. is, you know, what the political environment, the mainstream media has done, it's kind of encouraging us to be, you know, a bit selfish, too selfish. And when we find ourselves in that kind of mindset, we're not very happy and we're not fun to be around. We find ourselves at each other's throats. You know, people are canceling other people because of your political beliefs, or, you know, it's Easter season, so your belief in God. I mean, it's just absurd, you know, what we're doing to one another. And, you know, and we just have to find a way to stop it. I keep thinking maybe there's going to be some little kid that comes out of the crowd and go, hey, look, hey, the guy, he's naked. You know, why are you following him? Why are you going along with that kind of insanity? But I think, and I'm encouraged, and David Morgan, kind of alluded to this earlier, that, you know, people are starting to get it. You know, the fruit of the choices that have been made on our behalf, maybe our own choices as well, are starting to bear out, and we're realizing, hey, maybe not so bueno. You know, maybe we need to be smarter about this, and especially when we see what's on the horizon here. You know, all this stimulus, $1.9 trillion, you know, Joe Biden is talking about a $3 trillion infrastructure bill. It's just going to add on top of this. I mean, you know, we're going to go blasting by $30 trillion in debt, and the kind of legacy of debt that we're putting on to the generations coming forward, our kids and our grandkids. It's just, to me, is unconscionable and disgusting. But meanwhile, we've got some immediate challenges to deal with here, David, and we need your help. That is that inflation is just around the corner. It's inevitable. It's got to hit us. You can't print up all this money and not pay for it at some point. I mean, we haven't even talked about the $6 trillion of quantitative easing that took place during the Biden-Obama administration. But, you know, we're running out of control here. And as you say, the dollar, it's inevitable. It's going to take a hit. So what can we do to prepare ourselves for this inevitable tsunami?
Well, there's a few things in my view. First of all, we've got to look at the foundational idea, and the one was self-government. Well, when you have self-government, you have very limited government. You're basically an individual with a group, you know, that works together and takes on almost everything on their own. They're not looking for someone to tell them what to do. But unfortunately, things have morphed from the beginning till now, where everyone is taught through the education system that they should look toward authority for all of their answers and not look at themselves. Rugged individualism starts with critical thinking. That's not taught.
Amen. Right. Yes. Yeah, this
and
is...
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, the idea is of America was that you would be taught in school, what do you want to bring to the party? What do you want to invent that's needed by society? There is a paradox here in true capitalism. You can serve yourself and serve others at the same time, which means if you have a great idea and you take it to the marketplace, you have the right to succeed or the right to fail, because the market decides if you're going to win or lose.
Right.
And that's something that's been taken away. And the stimulus bill that we keep talking about, and I agree, I just want to add one thing, Bill, that they're bailing out corporations that we call zombie corporations. These corporations haven't made any money in years.
Right.
And they're able to issue debt because they are in the club. And so since they can't pay it back, the elite are saying, well, we'll keep the corporation going. Here's some money. And, of course, it's, you know, 1,400 of the people and these massive amounts to, let's say, the insiders.
Right, right, exactly. Well, and again, you know, we saw the breakdown. Peter Schweitzer gave us a pretty good breakdown on the payoffs when we did the stimulus in, what was it, in 08 with Barack Obama. And a lot of that money went to pay off the people who had bundled, you know, his election campaign. And, I mean, you'd love this return, David. This is awesome. According to Peter's work and his breakdown of the statistics, for every dollar that these bundlers had put together for the Obama campaign, they got something like $25,000 back ROI. What a deal, huh? And that's the people's money. See, this is what's being done. This goes back to what you're talking about in terms of self-government equaling limited government. And this is what we have to constantly be vigilant about, because
you know, this government that we have right now, it's like the blob. You know, when you and I were kids, we had that movie, The Blob. It just kept growing with intensity and massiveness. And this is what's happening with our government. It has its own DNA design built in with it, which is beyond survival. It's about total control and annihilation.
Absolutely. Well, I'd encourage all of your listeners to go to the usdebtclock.org.
Mm-hmm.
It's an up-to-date showing the national debt officially is at $28 trillion. Debt per citizen is $85,000. Debt per taxpayer, $224,000. And that's the official debt. Dr. Skidmore has shown that there was about $20 trillion off budget for black ops that isn't accounted for, and he's got the data to prove it.
Exactly.
So we are in a place, how many taxpayers in the United States could write a check for $224,000 right now?
Well, certainly not. And then, of course, we're not even counting what's happening at the border with this surge and what kind of expense that is taking place right now. The Biden administration, put them up in a hotel, you know, so what's $83 million worth of the people's money? You know, I mean, this is all absurd. What's going on? You've got people, you know, that have violated our immigration laws, and I feel sorry for the people who followed the rules. They followed the rules, made sure that they were coming here, not going to be a liability to the country, and they're here, they're legal, and then all of a sudden, you got all these people coming in through the back door. Down the road, no doubt, because all the Democrats know is amnesty, and let's just make the government bigger, and then who's going to assume that expense?
Well, history doesn't repeat exactly, but it rhymes. At the end of the Roman Empire, there was a mass input of people that came to Rome for really a couple things: free bread and circuses. The welfare state had gotten so popular that people were coming in groves. And that was part of the collapse. It was also a monetary system, and a few things went together. It's very seldom just one thing.
Right.
But we're watching that now. I think we're very near the top. In fact, I actually believe we're past the top. Now, that's a rather bold statement when the blob keeps growing. But you got to look at the velocity of the blob.
Yes.
And you also have to look at the people's enlightenment and realizing that blob is around them.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no, yes, there is. Vote with your money,
right,
and become independent. And I'll have to stress it, and I hope I don't sound too much like a coot, Bill, but honestly, food is going to become more and more important as we move down this road.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want people to catch that, just how critical, because we see what's going on, and we saw what the Chinese were trying to do in controlling our food, right?
Them, and I'd say it's beyond them, but yes, there's a lot of control. I mean, this thing about anti-meat, there's been weather problems around the globe, there's been locusts, there's been mice in Australia, even in the Midwest, there's been flooding that took out food stores and silos because it got wet. There's a lot of stuff that people don't really know because it's not in the mainstream press, but if you dig a little bit deep, don't dig that deep, you'll find all these things. And what you're determining is that the food supply is dwindling rapidly and the supply chain is breaking down even further, and we may get to the point where, look at the food banks right now.
Mm,
I mean,
yes.
How many people are lining up to get food? It's different than the 30s because you don't have to stand in line. You stay in your car and you drive through. Nonetheless, it's still the same situation.
Right. David, we're being conditioned for a panic in a sense. I mean, COVID for the last year has put a lot of pressure on the psychology of the American people. Boy, we start running out of food. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, the Arab Spring wasn't about a political statement. It was about food.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens. It's pretty clear through history what happens when people can't eat.
40 seconds left, David. Real quick, three big things we could do right now.
Well, please, self-promotion, go to themorganreport.com and get on my free list. Be cognizant of where we are. Know that it starts with the individual. Be the change you want to be. Vote with your money. Make every dollar count. Spread the truth. Don't be afraid to speak truth to power. And stand up for what you believe. If you don't believe in anything, then what is the purpose of your life? Have conviction.
David Morgan, chief editor of The Morgan Report, co-author of Second Chance, How to Make and Keep Big Money from the Coming Gold and Silver Shockwave. Thank you, David. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As China strong-arms the WHO in its investigation to the origins of the coronavirus, World Health Organization advisor Jamie Metzl is reporting that while it is possible that the coronavirus outbreak started in the wild then jumped to humans, there is no evidence to prove this so far. New York police arrest the suspect in a brutal beating of a 65-year-old Asian woman. 38-year-old Brandon Elliott has many charges, including assault as a hate crime. The Biden administration on Tuesday announced a set of measures responding to rising anti-Asian violence, including deploying $49.5 million from COVID-19 relief funds for U.S. community programs that help victims. The NBA's Utah Jazz charter plane was forced to make an emergency landing Tuesday after striking a flock of birds shortly after takeoff. That resulted in an engine issue. The pilot declared an emergency and returned to Salt Lake International Airport. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Well, you better believe we got a country to save. I mean, look what's happening down at our southern border. I mean, it's being overwhelmed. I mean, you saw the pictures, right? And the video. I mean, what is happening to these kids and all the crying that supposedly AOC had to exercise during the Trump administration? I mean, they weren't even close. Over 1,500% capacity in some of these holding facilities. Are you kidding me? I mean, it's absolutely desperate. And what this administration has done in encouraging people to come down, you see, you know, parents holding little babies that are all, you know, but withdrawn and dehydrated, you know, from the trek that they had to take. I mean, not to mention the sex trafficking and abuse that's been taking place all along the way. It's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting to think that we, a free people in this world, is part and parcel and participating with this insidious, heinous, inhumane action that's taking place. And the Democrats in this administration ought to be ashamed of themselves for allowing this to take place. Court Kirkwood is with us right now, and
Oh, okay. We're still waiting for him. We're trying to connect with him. Cort is a longtime contributor to the New American and a former newspaper editor, incredible background. And we're going to talk about a column that he wrote about the 130,000 illegals that have slipped past Border Patrol since October. 130,000. We have no idea where they're at. And what we're finding out is many have entered the country with COVID. Oh, yeah, by the way, that COVID thing that we've all been worried about, wearing masks, social distancing, all these other things that have affected our liberties, and all of a sudden we're just allowing these immigrants to storm our border, come through, bring COVID in, and somehow it's okay. That we all have to understand, because we're a humane people. But like, you know, they tell you on the airplane that in the event of an emergency, when that mask comes down, who do you take care of first? You know, they're very clear to tell you that you take care of yourself first. That is the most important thing to do. And here we are ignoring these first principles, and it's unbelievable that this is, you know, that this is happening, that we would ignore that we would ignore these first principles at our expense and in our danger. At a time when everybody has been, like I said, so confined, they've had to alter their, you know, their idea of safety and liberty, and you know, and somehow it's okay. And this administration wants to misrepresent and lie to we the people, and then they wonder why we don't trust the science, we're not trusting authority. It's because they're untrustworthy. They, for some reason, they can't seem to give it to us straight, which is, you know, for all that means when I say give it to us straight. I mean, just tell us honestly, you know, what's going on here? Why are we being subjected to this, and why are we subjecting others when we are, you know, we're better than this, and you know, and then we're left to carry the load here. And the impact that this will have for generations. I mean, we're already overwhelmed with illegal immigrants in a number that they keep trying to tell us. Oh, it's about 11,000-12,000. Maria Espinoza, when she was on, you know, we both laughed at that number, because that was the number that was quoted 20 years ago. You know, that number has got to be somewhere between 25 and 30 million by now, with the way that whole immigration process has been mishandled. And this has been a problem, because it, in typical political form, we see this problem, and what do? The politicians just, it's such a hot potato, they just kick it up the road. And so then, you know, we the people are left, new management, and we the people are left to do it. And then you have, I don't know what Joe Biden is thinking, I don't know what his advisors are thinking, to say, oh, well, let's just have the people come, we're going to give them free health care. We're going to tell them, oh, yeah. I mean, every one of the Democrats, if you remember, and saw that, I just couldn't believe it when I saw this happening. And at the time, I thought, well, you know, forget it. They're not going to get, there's nobody on that lineup that's going to get elected. I mean, this is so unpopular. You know, 70% of their own party members said, hey, we don't agree. This is not a policy that we're supporting, that we should give, you know, free health care to illegal immigrants when we're not even providing health care for our own citizens, right? So how does that make sense? But they all raised their hand and said, oh, yeah, that's what we want to do. And I thought, there's no way. Well, there was a way. Little did we know. And so now we're having to deal with the reality, like it or not, of what happened in the 2020 election. And so here we are. Our freedoms are being attacked at every level. You know, our borders opened up. What kind of expense, COVID implication, on and on. Jobs, we didn't even talk about jobs, the impact that's going to have on jobs. And you know who's going to get hit first. And this is why the Hispanic communities, people of color, are up in arms about this, because they see what's going on. You know, Democratic Party is not doing them any favors. And they're flooding their zip codes with potential employees that are willing to work under the table for less than. Okay, this is what happens. And shame on the businesses that, and you can use every excuse to say, well, Bill, you know, you got to understand, this is COVID, and we got to
We got to find a way to survive. But you don't do it illegally. You don't do it at the expense of your own people in your neighborhoods, your employees. But, you know, this is what greed does. And this is what that survival mentality, and when you have a mentality of hopelessness, then you get desperate and you start doing desperate things and you cast law and order aside, you know. And like I said, you know, law and order comes in many shapes and forms, but you can't have one without the other. Once you start violating the law, you're going to violate order. That's the next thing to fall. And that's what happens. You get people who come here, they come into the country, they're told, I mean, can you believe it? They're being told, come back in 5 years. A lot can happen in 5 years for some designated, you know, hearing that may or may not happen, that may get postponed again. But, you know, hey, theoretically they did their job and saying, hey, look, we told them to come back in 5 years. You know, it's on the honor system. Oh, great. So you put them into a country where they have no job. They're desperate to do something. Some of them, out of desperation, find that the only way that they can survive is to break the law. And so here we are. We're contributing, you know, to this delinquency and to this insanity. And somehow it's okay. Somehow there's no problem to that. Somehow it's okay that we impact the very community supposedly the Democrats care so much about, you know, and what they do is they throw them under the bus and fill their zip codes. Because it's not like all these people, like I said, if these people coming across were, you know, next door neighbors to Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, what do you think would happen? You know, I think it would be a different attitude. But no, we'll just put them down there and they'll go in, because what happens is birds of a feather flock together. It's a natural deal. So they're going to be around a community that speaks their language, has a little bit of understanding of their culture, though the cultures differentiate, you know, from Central America to Mexico, but a lot closer than coming here to America. But they've got to find something that they can relate to. And so they go to the areas that they can relate better with. That's the first choice. And that's where they'll end up, in the shadows. And unfortunately, what happens, especially if they have no concern, which some do because they're finding out that some coming across are affiliated with MS-13 and other gang organizations, then what are they going to do? They're just going to torment the people there in that area. And thank you very much, Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Kamala Harris, for bringing that danger into our neighborhoods. And we're supposed to be okay with it, all for the sake of some sense of humanity. And then we're supposed to ignore all the inhumane treatment of these immigrants at the border, stuffed into maybe not cages, but in holding facilities that are well beyond their capacity. I'm Bill Martinez, and we've got more coming up. Thanks for sharing, and thanks for staying with us.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
We're back with the America 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We've got Dr. Alveda King joining us. Dr. King is the evangelist and director of civil rights for the unborn for Priests for Life. And we're going to talk about the original Coming to America story and also her about to be released Roe v. Wade movie that she co-produced. Alveda, good morning. How are you?
I'm great, Bill. Good morning. And hello to all your listeners, your viewers. Just good morning.
Well, I got to tell you, I was excited, you know, and heartbroken at the same time to hear of your story, my Coming to America story that you had written. And, of course, for any creative soul that comes up with an idea and gets ripped off, that's a tough pill to swallow. But
you serve God
and not man, and so you had peace in this. Tell our audience this story, because this is the first time I'd heard this story.
And many people have not heard it. In 1980, I wrote two novels, actually, The Arab Heart and one called Image, and you can learn more about both of them at alvedaking.com. And I wrote the novel, and I began to shop it around. It went out to Hollywood and different places. Eddie Murphy, around that time, around 82 or so, or 3 or so, was in Atlanta, and he visited the office of Mayor Andrew Young. I was at the office, and I gave him the manuscript. I reviewed the manuscript with him, and I said, you know, this is about an Arab prince, but it actually could be an African prince. Mm-hmm. And as we talked, I felt okay, because I had proof of copyright, proof of access, and proof of similarity.
Mm-hmm.
However, they went ahead and Art Buchwald got involved with it, a writer out in Hollywood at the time and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And he sued them. I think they paid him something. They offered me a small settlement of $10,000, but with a gag order.
Right.
You can't tell anybody you had anything to do. So we, my lawyer, Earlene Montgomery and I did mount, after the movie came out, we mounted a lawsuit, went all the way up to the Supreme Court. They sent it back to the state. And we did not prevail. However, I tell people, I said, well, read the book that coming to America. And I don't have any bitterness, I promise you. Mm-hmm. I'm not angry. But I feel like creative people should be able to work together without hurting each other. I think that's very important. Yeah.
Well, it was amazing because even your children saw the similarities, the indisputable similarities when they saw the movie Coming to America. That must have really been a shock to them because that is something that kids especially, we understand when things aren't fair, and especially when it has to do with someone we love like our mother. This had to be a tough pill for them to deal with.
And it still is. My children are all adults now, and one of them put it out on Twitter, and that's how people begin to hear, what, she did? How? And we even have a few book orders, and that's good. I still think it's good, but you know what the court said? They said two things. There's no new thing under the sun.
Mm.
And he wrote it as a comedy. I wrote it as an adventure and a drama. And that's how they changed the copyright laws of America. No new thing under the sun. So we can come up with some, I mean, some of the things are exactly in my book, in Coming to America, the first one. And then, but I did say, Bill, isn't it fascinating, Coming to America 2?
Yes.
And I won't do any spoilers, but I did watch it. So I think I'm still rubbing off on them because there was an unexpected pregnancy from a one-night stand.
Yeah.
And the baby was not aborted. How about that? So maybe I still have an impact after all.
Well, no doubt about it, Dr. King. Yeah, I'm sure that is part and parcel of this. I mean, it's interesting. No new thing under the sun, as they say. But how about George Harrison and My Sweet Lord?
That's true. And
just saying, right?
And, you know, the lady who wrote The Matrix, an African-American woman, I think she did prevail with her case after many, many years as well.
Exactly.
So it's just, but we can't have bitterness and retaliation. Vengeance belongs to the Lord. Mm. And we just keep moving forward. But I think people should read it. It's a pretty story. It's a nice story.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you know, the thing is that you're so gifted. God has used you in so many ways. And I think people are really surprised in a way, in a very, very pleasant sort of way, to appreciate the depth of your talent, Alveda.
Well, it's amazing, but I'm a creative person. And a long time ago, they would have called it a Renaissance woman.
So,
you know, in the Renaissance age, people were scientists. They could paint, they could garden, and they could do all of these wonderful things. Creativity, in other words, light came back.
Right.
And when light came back, Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life came back. And so Jesus is in our hearts today, and that creativity, it just flows. We should open up ourselves and be creative. I believe we should be.
Well, I should. I agree with you, especially as we come into this Easter season and the final weeks of Lent and prepare our hearts, for the resurrection and the realization and reminder once again that God has redeemed us fully.
He really has. And with that understanding, I move forward. I celebrate Jesus 365.
Yeah.
However, at Easter, that's very important. And we have this season that's coming to an end. People, you know, don't just give up something for men.
Mm.
Don't just remember Jesus at Christmas or at Easter, but always. And then it's my heart as an evangelist that people will see Christ in me.
Yeah.
And I work hard for that.
Exactly. Well, God is good all the time. And I want to talk about what you and Nick Loeb have been working on for quite a while. You know, I think it's been at least 4 or 5 years we've been talking about Roe v. Wade. He's the executive producer. You co-produced as well this movie that is about to go full streaming here, right?
Absolutely. And Kathy Alwyn has worked right by his side, working real hard with the film. It stars John Voight, Robert Davi. My son, Jared Ellis, who's a great actor as well, is in it as a Supreme Court Justice. And Stacey Dash, portraying Mildred Faye Jefferson, the first Negro woman to graduate from Harvard School of Medicine and the second president of National Right to Life.
Well, the Roe v. Wade film is a full feature film that shows the true story behind Roe v. Wade, not the lies that have been told by the liberal media for generations. Mm-hmm. And, of course, those at CPAC got a little preview, and it was a huge success. And, boy, they can't wait to have this hit, the market and really open the
Friday.
Eyes. Yes,
on Good
exactly.
Friday. It'll be streaming on Good Friday. So make sure you catch that. And then we're doing some private screenings of it here and there. I'm doing one in Atlanta next week along with Eugene Vigil. So,
Well, the statistics, especially for Black America, is astounding. I mean, this has really been a Holocaust of incredible measure that even Dr. Ben Carson called out. But for some reason, the mainstream media doesn't want to pick up on this. But it's disgusting what has happened to people of color when it comes to abortion. And meanwhile, here it is. We've got the stimulus approved, almost $2 trillion. And look at how much money went to support abortions, not only here in the United States.
It's going right back to pay for abortion in the U.S. and around the world. We are one human race. We're not separate races. Trying to population control and minimize Blacks in America is really a sin and a shame. We're one blood. So abortion is part of that vehicle. The more babies they can abort, Black babies, the less Black babies are born. And Margaret Sanger, the eugenicist, and she was into genocide. Planned Parenthood finally admitted that that was her agenda.
Exactly.
More recently. Mm-hmm.
And the fact of the matter is, the eugenicists are still alive and well. I mean, at the very core of all this, they believe that the earth cannot sustain the number of people that are living in the world today, and that it's okay to call the herd, so to speak. So abortion in their heart is justified.
They're trying to be God, but they will not succeed. God is God, and the whole earth is full of God's glory.
Well, these statistics are astounding that in the United States, 30% of women will have an abortion by the age of 45. And what is really, travailing for the abortionists is the information. We know so much more now than we did in 1973 when Roe v. Wade was passed because of the technology and the practical experience. And Dr. King, you've been very vulnerable to talk about your experience as well, to realize that, American women and men, dare I say, have been lied to and saying that it's just, like excess skin, it's meaningless. But women who have suffered abortion realize there's more to it than just some meaningless piece of flesh.
Well, there was the civil rights of my children who were aborted. Two of them were violated. And then I had a miscarriage due to damage done to my body through the abortion. Abortions are not health care. They're death care. They kill babies. Women die from legal abortion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes, they do.
Right,
so
exactly.
Don't know it. Yeah.
Well, Dr. King, I tell you, I am thrilled to be participating in the 17th annual Vero Beach Prayer Breakfast with you. That's going to happen on Saturday, April the 3rd. And you're speaking there. I'm speaking. Pat Boone, Kevin Sorbo, our good friend Jonathan Kahn, Marco Rubio. Even the pillow guy, Mike Lindell, is going to be there, too. So that's going to be a great time. Yeah.
It is. I look forward to it. Yeah.
Yeah. But good fun there, too. Because if ever our country needed prayer, it is now. And this is what's happening, Alveda, is the more and more I see people looking up. They're not looking to D.C. They're looking up because they know that God is the answer.
God is the answer. And you know that little song, "It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer." We need to pray. People pray for each other. We pray. That's how we communicate with God in deep and intense and beautiful relationship. And we pray for others. And there's a scripture, God healed Job what he prayed for his friends,
Yes.
So we shouldn't just pray for ourselves, but we should pray and commune with God and trust God.
Amen. Well, for more information on the 17th Vero Beach Prayer Breakfast, go to the website, BillMartinezShow.com. It is all right there. And looking forward to sharing the stage with Dr. Alveda King as well. Alveda, as always, it's such a blessing to have you on. Congratulations. And we look forward to more great news coming by way of your ministry.
If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.